want you to just lift your hands to him and say, Father,
Father,
I thank you that I have ears.
And they hear.
I have eyes.
I have eyes.
And they see.
And they see.
I have a heart.
I have a heart.
And it perceives.
And it perceives.
What your Holy Spirit,
is doing to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, it's not about how God's going to heal your neighbor. Say, he's on my case. Amen. I want to declare to you that we are celebrating the Feast of Dedications, and it's a Jewish patriot free Israel from Greek tyranny. Daniel 11:21. That's one of the times where they celebrated. John chapter 10, verse 22 to 39. Yeshua goes up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Dedication, and the modern observance for the Jew today is lighting of 9 branched candelabra, one more candle each night. Fried foods, eaten such as potato pancakes and donuts, etc., with a special name that I won't try to pronounce. And the prophetic spiritual significance. Yeshua, the light of the world, will return to rule and reign on earth. I didn't tell anybody about this, but did you notice somebody had the courage to go up there and put a little light on the bread? When you are pressed of God to obey, you're going to learn things about yourself and about God that don't make rational sense. Because rational sense goes out the window when Holy Ghost comes in. Now, in John chapter 10, verse 22, I want to read to you what his word said. Then came the Feast of Dedication, which is Hanukkah. It's one of the feasts where, actually in the scripture, it clearly identifies. And our Savior gives us an example of what he should do. He says, follow in my ways, follow me, and you will see. Amen? So, Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? Now watch how the enemy worked on him already when he was brought to the desert. If you are the Son of God, after he was told by God that he was. If you are the Christ, they said, tell us plainly. Verse 25 is very important. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. How blunt is that? Why is believing so important? Because it's a choice we make. It's not an emotion. And when we choose to believe God's word above all the other garbage that's probably over the airwaves, on the television set, in your newspaper, and your neighbor, and your wonderful friend that tries to tell you that the world is coming to an end, it might be wise to get God's opinion. Amen?
Amen.
The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. Now, that's pretty blunt. He's telling them outright. You have no understanding of the shepherd. You have no understanding of how dumb you are. Because in case you forgot, sheep ain't too swift. Okay? They just are not that smart. They're kind of dumb. In fact, I can remember my old pastor used to say, do you know why we anoint you with oil? And everybody in church kind of shook their head. And he said, from now on, you need to anoint your nose. And I thought, well, now, why would we anoint our nose with oil? He said, do you know what the shepherd does? And why he anoints the sheep in their forehead and in their nose? And I thought, okay, not catching on, Lord. He said, because the sheep actually have a pretty strong odor. And they attract what?
Bugs.
But when the oil is all over their face, the bugs can't stand it. They slip off. Next verse. No. That's not the next verse in the Bible. Next verse from Gino. So do you know why they put oil on their noses? Because they were so dumb, they went to the river or to the brook to drink, and they would cut themselves if there was no oil on their noses, because they poke into the river trying to drink, and then their noses are full of blood. If they're oiled up, there will be what? No cuts, no bruises. Why? Because we need living
water.
We're not drinking at the river of death. We're drinking at the river of
life.
Got it? So if you have a press to anoint your nose, maybe you'd better do it. Okay, I know I'm kind of drawing off the word here, but I couldn't resist because I remember that scripture. Anoint yourself. Why? Because you need protection. You ain't that smart. In case you forgot. Okay. 27. My sheep listen to my voice. Ha! Huh. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Ha ha ha. So if you think you can go on to do other things, you're going to find that he's going to draw you right back. 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand and a hand, and I and the Father are one. So there's harmony between the Father and the Son. We are to be what?
One
with the Father and the Son. And his Spirit is in us. Now, the other thing that I heard this morning as I was driving in was the Beatitudes. Okay? So let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. What you and I declare with our mouth and believe with our heart and declare will happen, correct? If you want to be saved, you declare I'm a believer. You declare I'm choosing to believe. The emotions won't match, but the truth will. Amen? Now Jesus, this time, is on the mountain. And it says, verse 1, now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. There's your vision, girl. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you'll close your eyes for a moment, say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I am poor in spirit.
And I am poor in spirit.
And the kingdom is mine.
And the kingdom is mine.
Wow. Why? Because you're the bride. Verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Say, Father.
Father.
I'm blessed when I mourn.
I'm blessed when I mourn.
And I'm receiving comfort.
And I'm receiving comfort.
It's not for the neighbors.
It's not for the neighbors.
This is a special treat for sheep.
It's a special treat for sheep.
And I'm one of them. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Say, Father.
Father.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I am meek.
And I am meek.
By faith.
By faith.
And I will inherit.
And I will inherit.
What are you going to inherit?
The
earth.
Really? I thought you were going to escape. I don't think he wants you to escape because he wants you to inherit the gift that the Father has for all of us, and that is to rule and reign on the earth. And the first piece of earth you've got to rule and reign on is
yourself.
Your own body. Verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Because I'm hungry.
Because I'm hungry.
And I thirst.
And I thirst.
For righteousness.
Righteous.
And I'm righteous in Christ.
And I'm righteous in Christ.
He has anointed me.
He has anointed
me. He has set me free.
He has set me free.
And he's justified me by his blood.
And he's justified me by his
blood.
So I qualify.
I'm blessed and I'm righteous. For they will be filled. The righteousness is going to come and it's going to fill us. Why? Because we declare it. Because we speak it. So look at your neighbor and say, guess what?
Guess what?
You're righteous. And you're being filled right now. So get with the act.
Celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Ooh, really? Now, I've got a few people in my mind that I would have loved to just teach them a lesson.
Amen.
But he's asking me to be merciful in order to be blessed. Say, Father,
Father.
I'm blessed, and I'm transforming the future. By giving out mercy.
A lot of it.
Because I need it. When I give out mercy,
I will be shown mercy.
Hallelujah. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Say, Father.
Father.
I'm blessed. Because I'm pure in heart. And I will see God. Hallelujah. The youngest one here has already seen God. He's declaring his word today to each of us. Amen? Oh, he's a good preacher. Don't run away. No, I'm teasing. My associate pastor from Grace was sharing with his friend about Jesus. And his friend was not really a believer. And they had just had a baby. The baby was just a few weeks old. But he had a big sister. She was like 4 or 5. And they had a monitor in the room. And they were listening. Because every time that they would leave the baby in his bed, big sister would sneak in. And they were very concerned because there could be a little bit of jealousy. There could be a little bit of, you know, backbiting, etc., that you never know about. So this one night, mom and dad, who are not real believers, are listening to the monitor because they watch big sister sneak into the room and close the door. And now they're both anxious because they're saying to each other, I wonder what is going on. And here's big sister of 4 or 5. She said, Matthew, you just came from heaven. Tell me about Jesus because I'm forgetting already. I rest my case for the unbelievers. How long do you think they were unbelievers after that experience? They made a real switcheroo because children will wake you up. Children will be used to awaken you to a place of understanding that no one else could do because they haven't got your smarts. My grandson came over, make a little visit. And him and the mother's baby, him and this is the baby's mom and dad actually were having a little bit of an argument. And one must have said, shut up. And they called the baby the sponge. The sponge from the back seat said, shut up. I said, what did you learn? I said, that baby is only a year old and she's got more smarts than both of you. They didn't like it. But I'm warning you, those of you who have little ones, amen, don't underestimate the smarts, because it's not as long as you that they've left the king.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 9. I thought I'd give you that one because that's a bonus, right? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Whew. Now that's good news, isn't it? Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I am a peacemaker.
I am a peacemaker.
And my future.
And my future.
And even this day.
And even this day.
I declare.
I'm a son and daughter.
Of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
Verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Say, Father,
Father,
I'm blessed.
When I get persecuted.
Because of righteousness. And my future.
Even this day.
The kingdom of heaven is mine. Verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Whoa. Understanding that you, as a believer, will be ridiculed. You'll be insulted. You will be persecuted falsely. All kind of evil will be spoken against you because of him. He's taken residence in you, and there will be persecution. But I want you to declare with me, say, Lord,
I will remind myself
that I'm blessed when people
insult me, persecute me falsely,
and they say all kinds of evil against me. It's all because of you. Because they can see Jesus in me. Verse 12. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I rest my case. I've learned over the years that usually, as we declared during the communion time, the great I am that comes out of my mouth is how hopeless I am, or how useless I am. It's time to switch the I am.
Amen.
Say, I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
I'm blessed.
I'm healed.
I'm wealthy.
I'm wise.
And that's the fact.
Notice, Father,
that I am
blessed
in Jesus' name.
Amen.